bound across his chest by an elastic bandage, and he could follow most of the previous week's activities by the stains it carried. "And I've only been aboard an hour," he thought. "With the captain ashore and everything a mess, I can't leave now." He turned to the midshipman. "Right away?" "Yes, sir. The signal's marked urgent." "Nothing for it, then. And Rod would catch hell when the captain came back aboard." First Lieutenant Cargill and Engineer Sinclair were competent men, but Rod was exec, and damage control was his responsibility, even if he'd been away from MacArthur when she took most of the hits. Rod's marine orderly coughed discreetly and pointed to the stained uniform. "Sir, we've time to get you more decent." "Good thinking." Rod glanced at the status board to be sure. Yes, he had half an hour before he could take a boat down to the planet's surface. Leaving sooner wouldn't get him to the Admiral's office any quicker. It would be a relief to get out of these coveralls. He hadn't undressed since he was wounded. They had to send for a surgeon's mate to undress him. The medic snipped at the armor cloth embedded in his left arm and muttered, "Hold still, sir. That arm's cooked good." His voice was disapproving. "You should have been in sickbay a week ago." "Hardly possible," Rod answered. A week before, MacArthur had been in battle with a rebel warship, who'd scored more hits than she ought to have before surrendering. After the victory, Rod was prize master in the enemy vessel, and there weren't facilities for proper treatment there. As the armor came away, he smelled something worse than week-old sweat. Touch of gangrene, maybe. "Yes, sir." A few more threads were cut away. The synthetic was as tough as steel. "Now it's gonna take surgery, Commander. Got to cut all that away before the regeneration stimulators can work. While we got you in sickbay, we can fix that nose." "I like my nose," Rod told him coldly. He fingered the slightly crooked appendage and recalled the battle when it was broken. Rod thought it made him look older. No bad thing at 24 standard years, and it was the badge of an earned, not inherited, success. Rod was proud of his family background, but there were times when the Blaine reputation was a bit hard to live up to. Eventually, the armor was cut loose and his arm smeared with numitol. The stewards helped him into a powder blue uniform, red sash, gold braid, epaulettes, all wrinkled and crushed, but better than monofiber coveralls. The stiff jacket hurt his arm despite the anesthetic, until he found that he could rest his forearm on the pistol butt. When he was dressed, he boarded the landing gig from MacArthur's hangar deck, and the coxswain let the boat drop through the big flight elevator doors without having the spin taken off the ship. It was a dangerous maneuver, but it saved time. Retros fired, and the little winged flyer plunged into atmosphere. New Chicago. Inhabited world, Trans-Coalsack Sector, approximately 20 parsecs from Sector Capital. The primary is an F9 yellow star, commonly referred to as Beta Hortensis. The atmosphere is very nearly Earth normal and breathable without aids or filters. Gravity is 1.08 standard. The planetary radius is 1.05, and mass is 1.21 Earth standard, indicating a planet of greater than normal density. New Chicago is inclined at 41 degrees with a semi-major axis of 1.06 AU, moderately eccentric. The resulting variations in seasonal temperatures have confined the inhabited areas to a relatively narrow band in the south temperate zone. There is one moon at normal distance, commonly called Evanston. The origin of the name is obscure. New Chicago is 70% seas. Land area is mostly mountainous with continuing volcanic activity. The extensive metal industries of the First Empire period were nearly all destroyed in the Succession Wars. Reconstruction of an industrial base has proceeded satisfactorily since New Chicago was admitted to the Second Empire in AD 2940. Most inhabitants reside in a single city, which bears the same name as the planet. Other population centers are widely scattered, with none having a population over 45,000. Total planet population was reported as 6.7 million in the census of 2990. There are iron mining and